The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London about missing adventurers. What's going on, Adam?
Beautiful summer's weekend here. I mean, great weather over the weekend here, and obviously that tends to bring people out. And unfortunately, in one case, two teenage boys went out swimming off a beach in Wales and have gone missing. The boys aged 14 and 15, they may have been swept out by a riptide or something like that, but the search is still on, although it's dark here now, and obviously every passing hour is not a good one. Also in Switzerland, again, perfect climbing conditions and quite summery weather, and suddenly in came an ice storm and really strong winds, and two British climbers went missing in it. Sadly, both have died, both men in their 60s. Oof. They were halfway up the Matterhorn, and they were found buried in snow and rocks, and they were only wearing light summer clothing. And it's just that thing, isn't it? You can get caught out even on a blissful weekend.
Yes. Yeah, I always say, Adam, life's about eliminating the variables rather than adding to them, but if that's what people love, then I guess they died doing what they loved. What's the story on Fleet Street?
Well, it's the end of an era, because although admittedly the era began ending in the 1980s when one by one the newspapers moved out of Fleet Street, the final one has closed. The last journalists have packed up their inkwells and their Packard bells. The Scottish newspaper, the Sunday Post, closed its Fleet Street office over the weekend, the last two journalists moving out. It means the Street of Shame, which was synonymous with print journalism since 1702 and gave us the likes of Samuel Pepys, Dr. Johnson, John Milton, Charles Dickens, Evelyn Waugh, Graham Greene, you name it. There's not a journalist left now in Fleet Street. Just, I'm afraid, a few pubs, some tourists, and, of course, that mid-price property on the British Monopoly Board.
Yeah, synonymous with the media. Well done, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London, 7 o'clock.